Forbidden by Anthony Hill. Chapter 5. The schoolmaster was waiting for Angus when he got home that evening. Mr. Dunraven stood with his back to the fire, like a shadow against the flames, a tall, threatening shadow in his black trousers and tightly buttoned-up coat. At the plain wooden table sat Angus's mother and father, looking grim and worried. The younger children had been sent to bed in the back room. The adults looked up as Angus came in the door. His mother rose from the bench, twisting her apron and nervously pushing the hair from her face.
"Where have you been, laddie?"
she asked.
"To the far end of the island, where I always go."
"I hope you've been repenting of the music and your disobedience,"
cut in the schoolmaster.
"I've been thinking of it,"
replied Angus.
"Your parents know what happened," said Mr. Dunraven. "I have told them of your sinfulness, as I said I would."
"The music isn't wrong,"
Angus cried out on impulse. He could still hear the melodies old Malcolm played on his fiddle.
"Not sinful."
"It is forbidden."
Mr. Dunraven's rebuke cracked like a whip.
"Aye, hush, lad," cautioned Angus's father. His bluff fisherman's voice broke slightly, betraying his own anxiety. "Don't answer back to your elders."
"But it isn't. We told you to be careful,"
said his mother, reaching out to her son.
"We told you to keep the whistle to yourself and not let others hear it."
"It's as well he disobeyed you too,"
remarked the school teacher, permitting himself a sallow smile.
"Pride got the better of him. He couldn't help showing off the whistle to his friend. Good. Otherwise we might not have known."
"He meant no harm,"
said the boy's mother. She folded him in her long skirts.
"His aunt brought the whistle as a gift, but it's a wee thing, surely. What does it matter?"
"You should have taken the whistle from him and destroyed it as I did,"
reprimanded Mr. Dunraven.
"Instead, you told the boy to keep it hidden. In the eyes of the church, you're almost as wicked as he is.